Hey everybody, welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is Sharon Jeffers, and I'm going to be with you for the next hour. And I sent out an email blast to everybody on my email list, and I thought I had scheduled it to go out an hour and a half ago, and then I saw it was the wrong date. I think I need a brain transplant. Anyway, I apologize for that coming so late if you're just tuning in. If you're new to my show, welcome. And you might want to check out my website to see what I'm about. I work with the Mystic Science of the Cards, which reveal your life path, your destiny, your path to self-mastery, your relationship connections, and much more. And for those of you that know me and have worked with me and have studied with me, you know that for me, I take this system pretty seriously, and I have a lot of respect for it. For me, it's a mystical guide, and I feel that, you know, it reveals to us our authentic self and how to step on the path of our true self-expression and our greatest abilities to be masterful. So everything I do my best to point in that direction. I have a couple of new products coming out soon, and I'm not going to talk about them yet, but I'm very excited, and I can't wait to share them with you. If you're not on my email list, you might want to go to my website and sign up for the card of the day or the newsletter, and you'll get emails from me. Each day is governed by very specific intentional influences, and it helps to understand what they are. So when they show themselves in their own way to each one of us, then we can have better insight, greater clarity into what's actually happening. I want to talk a little bit about our nation, the United States of America. I went to my dear friend Mark's birthday party recently, and he had buttons that he passed out to us that were patriotic looking, and on them they said United States of Awareness. And you know, he declared that for that evening we would rise in a united state of awareness. And I thought, oh my God, you know, to unite our states of awareness with, you know, consciousness, how cool is this? So I have my button up, so I see it every morning. And I love it. I love the concept. And he's one of my cosmic heroes on the planet, so I thank him for that and for being here. So one of the things that I was looking at earlier today is the cards that are governing the country right now. And, you know, a year ago in October, every October 3rd and four times a year, you know, each of us and everything has a cycle, a three-month cycle. So we have 4 3-month cycles in the year is what I'm trying to say. And a year ago on October 3rd in 2008, when the country went into a new three-month cycle and I looked at it, I saw that the death card was in the house of finance and business. And I saw that it was going to be a really rough time, particularly between November 11th and November 23rd. Well, November 11th, I think the stock market dropped 777 points or something, but I had written about this on my blog, and I said that those 13 days would be pretty rough, and that things would plummet and blah, blah, blah. At least that's what I thought would happen. And when it did, then everybody started emailing me saying, what's coming next? And I was like, uh-oh, I don't know that I want to talk about that. So you know, every time you open your mouth, something comes out. So, but today I felt like I really want to focus on, I just want to see for myself and see if it's something that I want to talk about. And it turns out it is, because we have the most amazing cards governing us. And again, we went into the 3-month cycle that we're in right now, which is the second one in the year for the United States, whose birthday is July 4th, the Jack of Diamonds, Queen of Hearts. We have such powerful cards governing right now that suggest that we change our values, that we become more responsible with how we communicate, with how we think, and with how we treat one another, and that this time is so important for us to become clearer about how we choose to live our lives. Now, I would probably guess this is true for all of humanity. I'm just looking at the influences that are at work in the United States. And oftentimes, when I look at these cards, I think of the government. I think of the government. I think of the people. I think of us as individuals. So I think of the government because they're supposedly in charge of running the country, at least a certain part of it. And I think of the collective of Americans and all the people that live in this country. And then I think of us as individuals. It's the same way when I do a reading for a person. I look at, you know, the hidden influences at work, the mundane aspects of the cards, their interaction with the world around them and how they're moving, and then also what's the inner realm all about and the growth that's taking place. So all of these things are taken into consideration when I look at the cards. So when I look at the cards for the country right now, you know, the long-range cards governing this year indicate that a change, a refinement, a new way of thinking be brought into place through aha moments, through spiritual death and rebirth, through transformation, transformation of the mind, transformation that sets new intentions for how we do things. And, you know, I know that there is a realm of power, so to speak, in the mundane world that perhaps sees this energy and applies it in a different way because that's what they're all about. And then there are the people. And, you know, the Ten of Hearts is showing up all over with the Six of Hearts and the Ace of Hearts. And these are powerful cards of love that govern us. The Ace of Hearts is the conception of life, the conception of love. It's the very first card in the deck. And it's meeting with the Ace of Spades, which is the final ace in the deck. And aces are all about new beginnings. The Ace of Spades, most particularly, is about transformation. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with what I'm doing, I'm not laying cards out as in fortune telling. I'm looking at actual structures of time. And if you go on my website and you go up to the nav bar and click on the cards and scroll all the way down, you'll see a sample of the life path. So I'm looking at charts like that that are related to the time right now that this country is being influenced by this mystic oracle that is a matrix of time. The Six of Hearts teaches us to take responsibility for our relationships, to be responsible to love, to compassion. Compassion is the highest form of love, right? And the Six of Hearts teaches us it's with the Five of Diamonds, who is the seeker of truth, and says that we need to change our values so that love, compassion, caring, kindness, and responsibility to each other is the first order of business. Now, this is my interpretation of things, okay? We also have the Two of Spades with the Ten of Hearts. To me, whenever I see the Ten of Hearts, I just feel this like giant hug around humanity. And I feel that, you know, it's time for us to speak our wisdom, our truth, and be authentic in our expression of who we are. And really take a stand to create the world that we want to live in and the world that we want to leave to our children. You know, there are some things. When I went to see Michael Jackson's movie, This Is It, and that's the second time I've seen it in a week. I highly recommend it. It's very beautiful. His commitment to the planet is quite moving. Before the movie, they played the trailer for the movie 2012. And there were some kids in the audience. And the statement at the beginning of the trailer is, the Mayan calendar states that on December 21st, 2012, the world will end. And it was like, and then they show the trailer for the movie, which is like, you know, jaw-dropping. And God, I kind of freaked out about that. It's like, these kids are going to believe that the world's going to end on December 21st, 2012. What is the next bit of time going to be like for them? You know? So that sent me thinking in this direction. And when I looked at the cards and I see that, you know, we're really being asked to heal and to teach from a place of mastery. And those of us that resonate with that, we can take it to a bigger level. Each one of us, no matter what we do, we can make a difference in this way. We really can. And I think that if we stop listening to all the arguments that global warming is a farce and it's global warming. I mean, there's so many things going on, and there's things going on that nobody wants to talk about, like the magnetic shield of the Earth, you know. There are lots of things going on. But if we only had 1 minute left, how would we spend it? You know, I ask myself this all the time. If I were to die later today or 10 minutes from now, or if this were my last breath, what would I want to do with that? How would I want to be present? You know, I went for a walk in the woods. I moved 7 months ago from Hollywood, California to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And I'm living on 2 acres of land in the woods. And I am in love. And all the leaves are falling and changing. And a friend of mine and I took our dogs earlier this evening, just before sunset. And we were deep out wandering around the woods here. And, you know, the colors and light going through the leaves and reflecting it back up off the ground. And it's just like, whoa, it gets psychedelic, you know. The energy is so amazing. And, you know, I just kept stopping and just feeling how amazing it was that I was in the middle of these incredible trees and all their leaves and all the colors and the light coming through, you know? And it's like one little minute of feeling that, one little minute of feeling anything, one little minute of saying anything, thinking anything, it goes into the pool of our collective consciousness. And each day I ask myself, you know, how can I be more present today? How can I pay closer attention? It's so easy for us with all the things we have to do and all the things we keep track of and this and that and the other thing that we get in our head and we don't see what's right in front of us. So what could I do, first of all, to make a difference in that way? And this is what I learned from the cards. The kings are the masters. The King of Hearts is the master of the heart. The King of Clubs is the master of the mind. The King of Diamonds is the master of values. And the King of Spades is master of the whole kit and caboodle, wisdom. When you get here, let's look what's going on, which is what the spades always do. Let me tell you what you're missing over here. You know, it's like there is wisdom from the Ace of Hearts through to the King of Spades that guides humanity as a whole and each one of us as individuals to witness the magic in life, to learn how to communicate in the moment with whatever is before us, with the unseen influences that we feel and know. We always know. We always know. Sometimes we don't want to know or we don't want to pay attention, but we always know. We are the intelligence that is responsible for creation. That's who we are. We are the King of Spades. We are the Queen of Spades. We are the Ace of Hearts. We are the Two of Clubs. Every one of these cards is filled with an aspect of human experience, of learning, of wisdom. And they all have little challenges to help us wake those parts up. And they're like the key. And that's one of the things that I love so much about this system, is that all of this is revealed. I am going to take calls. If anyone would like to call in and talk to me about, you know, who you are in the cards, what's going on, any personal readings I do, I am going to do my best to make it a learning experience for everybody, because nobody wants to just sit and listen to somebody else's stuff, maybe for a couple of minutes. And so I like to do it in a way that I'm weaving what's going on with you that's relative to all of us, because we all learn the same lessons and we all go through the same trials, you know. Maybe they show up differently, but I really believe that we do. We are one. And I use this reference all the time that every one of us is associated with a card in the deck by our birthday. And if there's one card missing, there's no deck. So to me, it's proof that, you know, we're one, that's it. Nothing to think about in this realm. But how we see each other through these masks that we wear and these personas that we emanate is like magic. And we'll always see ourselves in anybody that's standing before us, because part of ourself exists there and part of them exists in us, and we're these magnificent mirrors for one another. So much to learn. So if anyone wants to call in, your numbers are there on the screen. I'm looking to see. Uh-oh. let me talk about then where we are right now. Today was a Three of Diamonds day. We are in a 13-day cycle as far as the country goes that's governed by Mars. And I want to just look real quick at those cards and see what's going on there. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about something else. So when I look to see, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, new ways of thinking are at hand. And, you know, for us all as a whole, because we live here, we're sort of, we're like in the aura of what's going on with the country, okay? We're in the aura of the body of the nation. We live in the aura of that. And, you know, when you think about the United States being the Jack of Diamonds, which is the July 4th birthday, and the Queen of Hearts, these two card influences show up so profoundly in our country. The Jack of Diamonds is a card of financial creativity, and it's a card that represents the entrepreneur. It's a card that takes ideas, just comes loaded with, locked and loaded into the realm of unlimited ideas, unlimited possibilities, nonstop communication, and forward movement always in that way. And brings them into forms that are, you know, can be viable ways of having business. Okay, I have a caller on line two. Noella, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Sharon. It's Noella from Canada. I've never called in before. Hi.
Well, thank you
this
for calling.
This is the first time. Yeah, I believe I'm an ace of clubs, so I just wondered, I don't know how far or what you do with that number, but you can just tell me anything about it. That
okay.
Would be great.
Which birthday do you have?
I'm the 17th of December, 1952.
Okay, so you are the Sagittarius.
Yes.
Ace of Clubs. So the Ace of Clubs is a very interesting card. There are four, you know, when we read this system, the cards are moving, you know, through cycles of time, okay?
Yeah.
And so all but seven of the cards move. Three of them never move anywhere, and four of them just go back and forth between two spots. And your Ace of Clubs card is one of those cards that goes back and forth between the Ace of Clubs and the Two of Hearts. So it's like, it's called a semi-fixed card. And this makes your fabulous personality very strong. You're very, 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 very smart. You're very quick. You know,
well,
you probably
I don't know about that these days, but thank you. Maybe in the past.
Don't go there. Just take your fish oil and keep going.
Yes.
Who you are inside is the Two of Hearts, and this is someone who longs for love and longs to connect and loves to connect one-on-one with whoever you're with. You know, love and intimacy and that kind of closeness is very, very important. And connecting with whoever's before you is really important. You're engaged, you're interested, and you're curious. You're like motivated by curiosity.
Yeah, I drove my mother nuts. I always ask why.
I know.
I was the one out of seven kids that asked why all the time. I just said I was out of seven children. I was the worst one for asking why. It drove her crazy.
Well, you know, I say that in my book about the Ace of Clubs. I say these are probably the children that ask why 3 million times, you know, a day.
Oh, yes, that's true. That's true. Never accepted anything at face value. It was funny.
Well, and you know what? That's the duty of the Ace. You keep things moving. You keep things birthing. You keep those ideas alive because the club suit rules the mind and the mental realm and all things having to do with that realm, communication, you know, research. I mean, you're like, you want to know. You're driven. The ace is driven by desire. So you're driven by the desire to know. And because of that, you stimulate that in the rest of us. So it's sort of like your duty, you know. And one of the things that you really communicate through the essence of your being is love.
That's great. That's what I try to
Yes.
do.
Well, you don't have to try, my darling. It's just who you are. You
don't, right?
It's not an effort that has to be made. Okay, I want to look, let's see. So if you were born in 52, that, does that mean you're 47?
No, actually, I'm going to be 56 this year. I'm 55 now, but in December I'll be 56.
Really? Oh, because we're going
Did
from...
Did I forget my age? Am I 56?
You haven't had your birthday yet.
See, I don't want to age.
This is why
no, I'm going to be 11.
This is why I asked for confirmation, because simple math is like, you know, my hardest subject, I think. So you are 46.
No, I'm actually 56. Yeah, it's
trying to make you younger, but you won't let me. Okay, so...
You can do whatever you want. I'll let you.
It's too late now. I
don't want to be hard.
Well, let me tell you what's really exciting about 56. And this is for everybody to know. When we turn 56, we go into a new 56-year cycle and a new 28-year cycle and a new 7-year cycle and a new 4-year cycle. I mean, it's huge. And we move into a whole new way of perceiving ourselves that sort of leaves childhood behind us where it belongs in a whole new way. We get to take all the goodies and then leave anything.
My phone is dying.
You know.
Sharon, I just have to switch to another phone. Hold on.
Okay. So this whole 7-year cycle that you've just begun on your last birthday.
So am I in what they call a 1 year, or where you have 9 cycles and you...
That's numerology.
That's something different. Okay. Well, when I was thinking of cycles, I was just thinking like,
yes. No, I'm not looking at your numerology, but I think maybe you're going into a 4-year, but I did that very quickly, so I don't want to say that for sure right now. But I do want to look at this, the cards where you are, because what I see coming with your birthday, at age 57 is major change happening.
And
You're up for that?
I'm up for a major change, yes.
Oh, goody.
That's good.
Yes.
Did you want me to let you go for somebody else, Sharon? I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Not yet.
Okay.
Unless you want to go.
Let me know. Okay.
There's no one else waiting, so I'm going to talk to you for a minute more here. Because I just want to take a little quick glimpse at your cards, if that's okay with you.
That's wonderful.
Okay, good. So, I just see a lot of good fortune is going to come your way. This has been a year of beginnings for you.
Yes.
And are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
Are you interested in a relationship?
Yes, I am. I was sort of in a relationship, but it didn't go anywhere.
Okay. Well, I think that maybe after your birthday, you know, when you turn 57, you've got some possible relationship cards. I'm going to give
you one.
That'll
make my two of hearts happy, won't it?
It'll make your two of hearts dance. It'll make you dance with joy. Yes.
Oh, wonderful. I'm waiting to dance.
Yes.
That's
I have one suggestion to you.
Yes.
There's some way from the past, and we're not going to have a conversation about this because this is a conversation to you, for you to have with yourself. But there's something from the past that you want to let go of just to open the space for this person to come in because he's going to be knocking on the door, okay?
Okay. Something from my past, like when I was a child, you mean?
No, having to do with relationship, a way of thinking about them.
Okay, because I was in a long relationship, and it was 20 years long.
Uh-huh.
And we'd been broken up 3 years, but it was due to his mental health problems. Bipolar disorder, and I couldn't live with it anymore.
Uh-huh.
It was too hard. It made me sick, actually.
Well, no, that's what happens, you know. What people, yeah. When they get into a relationship, everybody drops to the lowest common denominator. And if somebody has a personality disorder, everybody's going to gain a personality.
Oh, yeah. But I'll tell you, from that relationship, I've learned compassion, forgiveness. All the lessons were wonderful. So nothing, you know, I always look at, yeah, it hurt. And you go through the mourning and all that because it's like a death. But then you wake up and say, okay, now just pick out the positives in this and drop all the negatives. And what did I learn? Because I think of everything as a gift now, Sharon, when it comes my way, good or bad, whatever. I don't judge it.
Wonderful.
You know,
beautiful.
It's life. It just comes and it goes, and it's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on this dimension anyway.
Yes, and that's a wonderful thing to share.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you saw any abilities, because since I was a child, I've seen things, heard things, if that was
in
the numbers.
Oh, yes, you have the Queen of Clubs as your Mercury card. Mercury rules the mind and our perception, and the Queen of Clubs is, she's a mother of intuition. She is sitting on the throne of the intuitive intelligence. So, absolutely, and you ought to allow yourself to, you know, acknowledge that 100%.
Right.
Okay.
I know sometimes I get blocked, so I'm doing a lot of releasing and meditating, and it's going to help.
Mm-hmm. Writing is probably a nice outlet for you, too.
Yeah. Well, nice, you know, why I always laugh, it's like a roller coaster ride, eh? And this year was like going straight to the bottom. I'm not kidding. I'm going bankrupt. I had to sell my house. And everything's like gone that was there 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a new adventure looking out to the horizon, and I have no clue where I'm going. None at all. But I think that's a good thing.
I tend to think the way you do. So I think it's going to be great.
Good. I'm staying positive, you know. It's the only way to be in this world.
I think as long as you do have major change coming your way. So just let that magic carpet ride carry you and follow your intuition.
I will. Well, my intuition told me to call you today, so I did, and I'm glad.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, and I follow your newsletter, too, and I love it.
Thank you so much. Thanks
great.
A lot Thanks. For calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye, Noella. So I have Joan from Hampstead, North Carolina, on line one. Are you there, Joan?
Yes, I am, Sharon.
Joanie.
Yeah.
Hi.
This is the first time I have listened to your program. I just happened to be, you know, on Facebook noticing that you were going to have a show tonight, and I went, well, let me listen. And then I said, well, let me call.
I stopped there.
And I noticed this is on a time delay, so I thought, oh, well, this is interesting. But my question, okay, if I've got a question and if this is going to be relatable to whomever's listening, it's like obviously loads of people are going through major changes. I know that I'm going through major changes, but this year seems to hold some huge, big deal to me. I feel like this summer something happened where my cells changed. And, you know, it's thrown me into the present, and I'm going, yeah, but I want to know the future. So any kind of, like, beats on what's coming up other than you visiting? Or me visiting you?
Tell me your birthday.
August 17th, 1951.
Okay, so we know I have a deficit in 8. So you're 58.
Yeah, just turned 58.
Okay.
Somewhere, somehow.
And you
know.
Are the Leo 9 of clubs, 4 of clubs. Let's look at what's going on. Well, one of the things that I see right off the bat is you're learning a lot through your relationships this year. And when I say year, I mean birthday to birthday. This is
okay.
A major focus for you.
Yeah.
And, and so, you know, that's a powerful thing that's happening. And what is going on with that is a new birthing of who you really are. And that birthing is taking you way down deep inside of you so that you can express more of who you are inside, which is the Queen of Hearts. The Queen of Hearts, your spirit card, is calling to you. And this is, she is the mother of love and beauty and compassion. I mean, on the high side, this card is a perfect human being. So, you know, no pressure there. But
yeah,
it's
none.
Like
none whatsoever. Hey.
But she is driven to be, you know, to accomplish herself through her expression of her uniqueness.
Yeah.
So I feel like what's happening here is the way you've probably related to yourself for your entire life is up for grabs. And that which is within you wants to come and fully, 100% show up.
Yeah, like, yeah,
and
it's exactly the way I feel.
It's pushing everything else, like, out of the picture. Okay, you did your thing, now go. You know, it's my turn. I want to put on my crown, and I'm going to have my robe of the day. And I'm going to dance in my bliss. Now, the incredible thing is this card is sitting in the house of the visionary. So we're talking about your intuition, your imagination,
yep.
Your vision are just being, the walls are being blown out. So that can be a little, you know, weird sometimes.
Say that again. Just repeat what you just said. What is weird?
I was joking. But your perception is being like blown out of the water.
Everything's being intense.
We can't talk at the same time. There's some kind of weird delay here. But your intuition, your perception, your visions, and actually your visions of the future, but it's more about when you say, well, what's the future bringing? Well, life is going to say back to you, well, what are you creating?
Yeah.
What are you imagining? What do you desire? You know, you're sitting in the Ace of Hearts house. This is pure, innocent desire that comes from the depth of, you know, our heart of hearts.
Hmm.
So that's what's happening. That's part of what's happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's this odd feeling of somehow after all this intensity this summer, like I feel really free and really positive, and at the same time, I have no clue
Well, you know what? I think we all need to learn to be comfortable with uncertainty and the unknown and being clueless. There was a movie about called Clueless. With these cute little valley girls. We can all be valley girls. You know, it's like clueless is okay. You know, the squirrels, I watch them. They run around and they pick up the acorns, which there seem to be gazillions of right now. And, you know, they're not wondering, where am I going to get my next acorn? They're just picking up what's in front of them. And I feel like that's a really bad example, but if we could learn to be more in the present, because when we're worrying about the future, we're not present, and then we could be missing our cues. Because life is always engaging with us, you know. So I have a ton of people lining up here on my phone. Does that help? Was that helpful for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just talking to you is helpful for me. So that was fun.
I really appreciate you calling.
And I really appreciate doing this. This is a hoot.
Okay, my darling.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Okay, I have Laurel on. Oh, my God, look at this lineup here. Okay, Laurel from Chapel Hill on line 3. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Can you
talk more about the financial picture of the United States? I think what you said went too quick, and I want to understand it a little bit better. So what do you see for the 3 months?
Okay, for the 3 months, so I'm going to pull that spread back up, and I'm going to look at this, because I only went part way with this. One of the things that just popped up for me when I'm looking at this is some deception that could be going on. And I'm not quite sure what that means, but it definitely is probably things I would think right now are not exactly as they appear to be. And it could be that somebody's not telling us the total truth about something, and I don't even want to say whose house this card is sitting in, because it's sitting in somebody's house. So there is a little bit of hidden activity going on relative to the structure of finances and what's going on. You know, some blessings appear to show up, and then there's a huge shift that's coming, like, on the 24th of November, a big change.
There's going to
be some kind of obstruction that creates this change, 1, 2, 3, 4. And there's also going to be a different communication. So an example of that would be, we're being told that things are going in this direction, and all of a sudden, suddenly it's like, well, we thought they were going in this direction, but they're not. Unless that already happened. Did that already happen? I haven't been watching the news.
No, they're saying things are getting better, but I don't know. My feeling is that they're really not quite.
Somebody's not being honest. And, you know, and this is relative to employment, jobs, work, all of that. When we hit this Saturn cycle on the 24th, well, actually, we're 1, 2, 3, 4, Jupiter on the 11th. This is when this happens. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The 11th of December?
No, the 11th of November.
Okay. There's a
huge shift that's going to happen. And a part of it, I feel like somebody's going to get called to the table. There's going to be some kind of I don't know if it's an upheaval. I'd love to see a revolution personally, but I don't think that's going to happen because
it'd be great to have a monetary revolution, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, but we watch too much TV, you know, so we don't have the gumption, as my grandmother would say. It's like people have lost our motivation because we're brain dead half the time. But, you know, it would be nice if there were a revolution. I think we need one. Other people have revolutions, you know. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of up and down and up and down and up and down, and there's some deception. And so, you know, it's quite possible that people thought they saw that things were getting better, but I'm not sure that that's really the case. On the personal level, what I see the potential is, and this is a potential for the country too, is to really change the way things are done. And I felt like that was, you know, asked for a year ago, and no one responded, and we went from one big bailout to a bigger bailout that wasn't called a bailout. And, you know, it's just been, what's really going on? I mean, I don't know if our money has any value at all. They've had to just been making money. Where does all that money come from? If we already have trillions of dollars of a deficit, and then, oh, well, let's take $750 billion and give it to these people. It's like, from where? You know, it's just this huge game that's, you know, full of illusion and deception. And there is something right now that I feel is being held secret. So, you know, when you ask about the financial health of the country, I mean, things are going to get probably between November 11th and November 24th. You know, things are going to be a little, it's going to feel like a 6.8 earthquake in California where the ground rolls, it shakes, and then it rolls. It just feels like things are going to roll a bit because they really need to transform. And instead of trying to hold everything together.
People keep trying to prop up the old system.
Right, or put the gum on it. And it's not going to work. It can't go on like this. At least it doesn't seem like it can. And I feel like there's a taste of something coming in that 13-day cycle that's kind of like a peek into what could actually happen. And when I look
at the card for that?
Let me just look at the other cards for the... Well, we've got the Five of Spades and the Five of Clubs. And the Five of Spades is displacing the Seven of Spades. This is Jupiter and Uranus. This is going to be big. It's going to be, you know, come out of nowhere. And there's going to be a huge transformation that happens. Good or bad is probably the choice, you know. When I look at, let me see what the Mars cards are for the year here, because, oh, the Four of Spades, one, two, three, and the Four of Clubs. See, I was feeling earlier when I was looking at these cards that for each of us, what's important is that we get in touch with what our ideas are and what our passion is and what it is that we want to create for ourselves. You know, I mean, there is potential for a lot of new jobs to be created for people. Some of those jobs, and I don't know where this is coming from, but it's coming. Some of those jobs are actually being stifled because of other people's money interests. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is a potential for a lot of new types of jobs that create stability for people. And also, this would be a time for there to be a movement for people to be able to stay in their houses. The banks need to bend. you know. And maybe that's where the deception is happening. I mean, I really don't, I can't speak about any of it intelligently because I don't know what's going on. But when I see the cards
thank
and
you very
I...
very much. That was really helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Okay. Bye. Okay, I have time for one quick call. Lynn from Charlottesville, Virginia. It's on line two. Lynn?
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Sharon. Hi, you
Hi,
know it was me when you... Do you know more than one Lynn in Charlottesville?
No, I only know one Lynn in Charlottesville. She's
so
a king of clubs.
You?
She's a Sagittarius king of clubs.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. So I was very fascinated about the show and the finances of the country coming, and I was listening to the last caller and what you said to her about how you couldn't speak well because you don't know anything that's going on regarding certain things with our economy.
Yes.
And I was thinking, none of us know, because it's a big veil. And what they're doing with the money and the banks, I don't know. I mean, we don't know. I don't think we know a tenth of it.
I agree with you 100%. And that deception is showing up in the cards, which
I totally trust
when I see that, you know.
Yes. So, but I feel like we're all going to be okay.
I agree. And it's quite possible that, you know, I mean, there's so much goodness that can come out of challenges like this. Because for many people, it's a tremendous challenge right now. People have lost their jobs, lost their homes. Nobody in this country should lose their home. You
right.
know, it's not right. It's, I mean, in any country, it's like just the way we've come to live because of the greedy aspects of capitalism. I'm not going to bash
capitalism.
But I think
capitalism. A lot of individuals lived in an unconscious, greedy way, too.
Yeah. No, yeah,
not
absolutely.
Just, it wasn't just the banks that doled out the money. People took on responsibilities that they really knew they couldn't fulfill.
Yes, that's true. And
I think,
and
there
were
I
a
think
lot
there was
of
a little
greedy
bit of both.
People. Yeah, well, see, you have to have somebody, you know, a lot of documents were, I mean, this is an endless conversation. The thing is, you know, we've gone from a country that had some pretty sound values at one point in time to a country that's gotten lost in consumerism and, you know, many people have gotten lost in greed. I mean, people are ripping people off all the time. It's just astounding to me. There are no... It's like, what happened to our values? But, you know, if you ask the Hindus, they'll tell you that we're in the Kali Yuga. This is the darkest time. So
really?
I have a feeling it could get worse before it gets better. Unfortunately, I have to get off the air because my time is up.
Yes, and I know, but I wanted to at least say hello, and I have been listening since, I guess 7:05 or 6. And it was good to hear your voice.
I'm so happy you listened. Thank you so much, and thank you for calling. And
okay.
I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Lynn, bye.
Bye.
So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And if you want to contact me, my email is there on the radio show. If you sign up for my card of the day, you'll be on my email list, and I send out the card of the day every day. And I also, today on my card of the day, I had an offer, a special offer for people who are on my email list. So I'm going to be doing some of that now that the holidays are coming. I'm going to have some special offers for people. And so, you know, if you're interested in any of the products that you know I have or that you don't know I have coming, you might want to get on that list. And feel free to contact me, and I send you my love and wish you many blessings. And thank you again for listening. Bye.